Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to dispel that stereotype through a lavish musical number. Hit it, Joshua!
It's impossible, you say, to be Republican and gay. But baby, like Virginia Slims, we've come a long, long way. It once was thought to be a fairy meant voting for Bill or Terry, but not today. We're red and we're gay. Jeff and Paul like hot pectorals and good old-fashioned Christian morals. Hey, 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 hey. We're red and we're gay.
Our loafers are light, but we still vote for the right. It's true we can't win, but we support the band. We like each other's butts and big old spending cuts.
We like to pack fudge and heat.
Big long guns with ivory handles go well with my scented candles, yay, NRA. Let's take a spa day.
Your skin looks so toned, now spritz with fancy cologne. These pants make you slim, U.S. defense we won't trim. Have a pastry or two, we'll get a trainer for you.
Have you met Hot Andrew?
Ava Longoria is a client and a close personal friend.
Oh, it's fun to do things our way. Don't take our word. Ask Ernie, Bert, or Manet.
We're red and we're gay. 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 We're red and we're gay.
Show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. Happy, happy, happy day, right? Okay, everybody. So, welcome to the show. You know what's funny is that, I was sitting here just thinking about that wonderful song, We're Red and We're Gay. It's taken from the movie American Dad, from the TV show American Dad, excuse me. You know, it's funny because a lot of Republicans like to hide the fact that there are Republicans who are gay. They do not want to be known that they're gay. They try to hide in the closet, deep in the closet. And there's some of them that actually just got caught recently on young men, gay men, young gay men's Instagrams and their postings and social media sites. They have been on there talking to them, sexting them, and even on Grindr. I mean, these guys are on Grindr with this shit. And these are the Republicans. One Republican, Lieutenant Governor, I believe he's in South Carolina, was caught on a young gay man's Instagram talking about how he would like to sext him and thought he was hot with fire emojis and saying how sexy he was. When they asked the Lieutenant Governor McNally, they said, "Hey, what was you posting here about this young gay man?" He said, "Well, I was trying to help him. You know, I wasn't trying to go to the fact that he was gay. It had nothing to do with that. Yeah, I put fire emojis on there, but I was trying to show him that he was being hot, what he was doing, and he was good person. Yeah. We all know that you're gay, and why don't you just come out and tell people you're gay? Don't be hiding behind the Republican closet because you're afraid. I mean, look at Lady G, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, you know this man is gay. I mean, everything about him screams gay, 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 but he's afraid to stay, you know, stay behind the curtain, and he does. They say that, you know, they there was, apparently, I would say, allegedly, they had said, a lot of people brought out that he was wearing women's clothing because he likes to dress up in women's clothing. Well, look at George Santos. He is another one. Likes to dress up in women's clothes. He is a cross-dresser. And I'm sure if he could be transgender, he would jump right on it. But then again, he has to watch out because his Republican colleagues would start attacking him. So I don't know what exactly is going on with the Republicans, because the problem is that, you know, they're supporting bills, and they're passing these bills to go against any gay or lesbians or LGBTQ community. They're attacking transgenders. They're saying, in Tennessee, for example, they're saying that they can't, men cannot wear dresses. But yet they like to jump in the bandwagon and promote that, you know, they do encounter some gay stuff. And they are on gay websites and Grindr. I mean, these people are the biggest hypocrites of all times. It's really sickening to think that the Republican Party has lost their damn minds. The same group of people who are gay, McNally, for example, this Lieutenant Governor McNally, this guy passed a bill in the state to ban transgenders, but yet he is on a gay young man's website posting sexual stuff about him, and nobody has a problem with that. I don't know. I don't get it. What's wrong with these hypocritical Republicans? I mean, if you like to, you know, if you're gay, come out and say you're gay. But don't attack other gay men who are trying to survive, who are trying to get their name out there because they are trying to come out of the closet. You know, they're trying to show who they are. And they're afraid. A lot of people get afraid because they're getting attacked. And mainly the ones that are getting attacked right now are from the Republican Party. It's such a screwed up, fucked up system. It really is. When you're conservative, the conservative values of how they, you know, they show themselves. Obviously, as a Republican, being a conservative, they have to show themselves being a Christian. And it's funny because the same Christian values they follow is all fucked up as well. And it has nothing to do with Christian values because they don't really know what they're really following. Honestly, their Christian values are way different than what it is truly about. You can't go out and boast about something and then turn around and say, well, God made me do it. God is the one. You can't do that. You're either a true Christian or you're not. That's what bothers me about the Republican Party. Majority of them, almost all of them, are using the Bible as a weapon against people. And the Bible was never meant to be used as a weapon, but as a learning tool, an educational tool, not a weapon. And what happened to the separation of church and state? Because honestly, these churches that want to come out and bitch about how they are against politicians doing this and that And these politicians should follow what we do. And if they don't, then they're not Christians. These groups of ministers, in my opinion, these churches should have to pay taxes. Why don't they pay taxes? If they want to get involved in politics and they want to bring together the church and state, then why aren't they paying their taxes? Because right now churches are tax exempt. I mean, you got people like Joel Osteen, for example, who is making over $54 million a year. And this guy doesn't have to pay any ministry taxes. You have Kenneth Copeland, the most evilest son of a bitch ever. That is not even a minister, but he is definitely a minister of the darkest angel of all, Satan himself. Preaching about words of the Bible and using those words to get what he wants, which is money. And he's dry, you know, he's getting out there, he's wearing fancy suits, expensive suits, $100,000 suits, driving luxury cars. Joel Osteen, the same thing, he drives luxury Lamborghinis and so forth. And all these guys are doing this. And then they're on these big, elaborate planes that are their private planes. And they asked Kenneth Copeland, they said, why don't you like to be on a commercial jet? Well, I don't want to be in that tube of demons. So you're calling the people on the plane demons, and that you can't function properly, is what he said, on there. I thought that a minister was supposed to minister to these people who are dealing with demons. But I guess that's not a good idea when you can fly around on a $1 million jet, your own private jet. Wow. Corruption in the churches, that's what it is. It's amazing that the churches out here, there's a lot of them, that surpass their parishioners, their church members, in finances. And while their church members are suffering because they have no money, these bandits make out like the greatest thieves of all. And they're living off of these people by preying upon them and using words and fear factors like finances, your health, your spiritual needs, why you're having a hard time in life. Well, that's because you haven't given the greatest money of all to the bank of God. This is what they say. Really, it is. You haven't planted your seed yet. Financial seeds. This is what these people are all about. They're corrupt. I know I had to jump into this about ministers and church evangelists because it's sickening. And then I think to myself, politicians versus televangelist ministers, the biggest corruption of all. Because a lot of the donations that go to these politicians come from these churches, these televangelists, these snake oil salesmen, which makes you think to yourself, who's more corrupt, politicians or the snake oil salesmen ministers? Well, I think they're all corrupt. And they live upon the people. They try to take your money. And they know how to prey upon people who are desperate for some kind of miracle. And what they do is they say, well, if you want to have a miracle, send in some money, and we'll send you some soil out of the ground that will actually plant your seed for more finances. Or drink this miracle water that came from the Holy River, which is my bathtub or toilet, and it will make you grow financially. Your health will be better, and you will be healed of all your infirmities because you gave money to my church. You know, God doesn't need that. Honestly, if God wants to heal you, you can go straight through God. You can go through Jehovah himself, God. You can go through Jesus and be healed. You do not have to go through these ministers. There's no reason for it. It's sickening how much they prey upon the people. And the people fall short of real stupidity in the paying whatever they tell them to pay. And, you know, politicians do the exact same thing. They want money from you for their donations. And when they do their campaigns, they want you to pay for it. Every politician wants you to give them money. My God, I don't know how many emails I receive and text messages when it's election time. When the politicians start sending letters or emails saying, help us to grow stronger by giving money. I mean, it's the exact same thing of what these televangelists do. And they prey upon them. And they prey upon people on you know, the politicians do the exact same thing. And they're preying upon the people to get what they want. It's really, truly sickening how corrupt these idiots truly are. It doesn't get any better than that. It gets worse. And the more that I see it, the more I think to myself, how bad can this truly get? And it gets bad. It gets worse than this. Politicians, televangelists, and all of them, they're all the damn same. It's sickening. It bothers me every time I think about these politicians and these televangelists and all of them, making money off the people. And the funny thing is, people go, well, if I just elect this person, if I just elect them, then they're going to fix everything. They're going to fix everything because this is the guy that's got it or this girl's got it. Do you think that any of these politicians truly care about you? I mean, seriously, do you think they truly care about you? Do you think if you emailed them today, they would know exactly who you are or give two shits about you? No, they wouldn't. I guarantee you'd probably get a response by a automated email that they send to everybody, just like the televangelists. When they say, we're here for you, send your prayers to me, and you don't get a personal response from them, what do you think it is? They truly care about you? No. They care that you're sending them money. Oh, and I guarantee if you send enough money to them in real high amounts, they're going to really pay attention to you. And that's where you get the corporations, you get the high politicians, you get money from them, and then, of course, they sponsor them. And they say, well, these guys have got the money, man. They're going to help us out. So they put them at the head of the foothold and say, these politicians are great. They're Christians. It's all a scam. It's like living in a zeitgeist of scams. Politicians, corporatocracy, and the monetary system of the United States government, and these televangelist ministers. Now, I'm not saying that all ministers are bad, because I don't believe that. I do believe there's a lot of ministers out there who truly do care about their congregations. And a lot of them deal with, a good size of people, but they know how to talk to them. They know how to feel like they can communicate with them. And if somebody says, look, Reverend, I have an issue, they truly sit down and talk to them. Now, that's a good minister. That's a true minister. A true minister of God. Not a scam artist. So don't waste your time sending money to these televangelists because they have no clue who you are. They really, truly don't care about you. They only care about the almighty dollar that you're sending to them so they can buy their new jet, yacht, Lamborghini, Ferrari, or something that will make them feel rich. It's the true corruption of America and the world. I don't get it. I truly don't understand why people follow this shit. I don't understand why people are suckered in to these type of people. And there are, I will even say, there's probably maybe a few, very few, good politicians out there. And I know that somebody out there is going to say Donald Trump's one of them because he's not a politician. But the truth of the matter is Donald Trump is a politician. Now, when Donald Trump got into politics, when he became the president of the United States, I truly believe in some aspect that he probably was trying to do the right thing. But then somewhere along the line, he realized he had to sell his soul to these Christians, so-called Christians, let me say that, and these people that are the men and women behind the curtain who control these politicians. And that's what happened. He sold his soul to the devil. And I don't think that he is probably the best person out there. Honestly, he made a lot of bad choices. He's corrupt. He has done a lot of corrupt shit. And I'm not saying that all politicians have not done something corrupt, because they have. A lot of them get away with it. But Donald Trump did get himself in trouble. And now he's got all kinds of lawsuits against him. I think there is a total of 5 outstanding lawsuits against Donald Trump. Not only that there's an outstanding lawsuit against him, but there's one that's a real major one coming up that a grand jury is about ready to deliberate on against Donald Trump. And it's in New York. And it's the con of bribing Stormy Daniels $15,000, $125,000 that was paid by Michael Cohen, who came out and testified that he did it and had proof that he did it through Donald Trump, to be quiet during so she would not come out about the 2016 election while he was running. And the sad part is they're finding that he used campaign funds, which is highly, highly illegal. So if you break the law, you got to pay the price. So he needs to go to jail if he broke the law. And if he corrupted the system and he did what he did, he needs to go to prison, and they need to lock him up. I'm all for them locking him up. I'm so excited when we see this happen because he is somebody that always tries to get away with. Always tries to get away with not being in trouble or locked up. So what Donald Trump is doing is definitely some corruption. And it's funny because here on my show, you know, we were talking to a lot of different people. I get a lot of emails, by the way. And we were all talking to the different people and stuff out there. And a lot of people were asking me, they said, hey, Jerry, how much do you believe that Donald Trump will be going to jail this week? And so we started to place bets on this shit. And so now we have a bet system out there where we're trying to figure out, when do we believe Donald Trump will go to jail? Will it be Friday? Will it be next week? When will he go to prison? And a lot of us are believing that it's coming up very, very soon. I think that if we don't know that by Friday that he's going to prison, then it's definitely going to be by Tuesday of next week. Because they don't have much to do with deliberating this whole trial. And once the grand jury gives their announcement of if he's going to be indicted, well, then he's got to pay the price. And that's when he'll go to prison, probably. Now, the funny part is, you got idiots out there. This is what I was talking about. The corrupt politicians, like McCarthy, who is the Speaker of the House, trying to say, well, we're trying to find a way to keep Donald Trump from getting in trouble. Even though he broke the law, committed crimes, we're trying to find a loophole to keep him out of trouble. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think they can help him. I think he is going to go to jail. And I think that, and I truly believe that they will kick him out of being able to run for 2024 for the President of the United States, or any elected office for that matter, whether it be anything from a governor, a senator, or even a mayor or a public official, any public official. I truly believe that they will keep him from running. It's coming. Now, you don't have to believe me, but it is coming. And I truly believe it's coming so fast that it's going to be very, very soon. But if I was to wager a bet, I'm going to wager a bet on by Tuesday, next Tuesday. Now, everybody out there is wagering that it's going to be Friday. I've got a lot of people wagering. They're like, Jerry, this is what I bet. I bet that Donald Trump's going to go to jail on Friday. Some people even said they thought he would go to jail on Saturday or Sunday. I've even got some of those requests. But I'm going to shoot for Tuesday. I'm not going to say I'm right or wrong, but that's what I'm going for. Tuesday, we will see Donald Trump being led out of the courts or wherever he's at in handcuffs. Down to jail he goes. And then he'll be making license plates. Now, that's the one public office he can run, is doing something for making jail, making license plates. It's really interesting to see what happens here. It really is. But they got to play this smart when they do this, because Donald Trump's the type of man to run, because he doesn't know how to handle when he gets in trouble. Obviously, he tries to pay people to get him out of trouble. It sounds like, you know, this. When I think of Donald Trump, I think of Alex Murdaugh, how he tried to think that he was going to scam people and to get him off of any kind of crime of killing his family. Or how about when his son wrecked a boat and there was a person that died that was on the boat that he was driving or operating while he had been intoxicated. What did they do? Well, Alex Murdaugh had some politicians in his pocket, the sheriff and so forth, and he got it swept under the rug. That's what they do. That's a playbook. That's out of Donald Trump's playbook. So when I think of Donald Trump, I think of Murdaugh, I think of them as the same type of people. And we've seen that Alex Murdaugh went to jail and got in trouble because he committed crimes. He murdered his family. But he thought he was going to get off. Didn't happen. Donald Trump pays people to get him out of crimes. Did he get out of a crime? No, he didn't. So he's paying these people to get him out of some criminal activity. And Donald Trump has a very strong history. and a shitty paper trail of crimes that he's committed by scamming people, which sounds like televangelist, right? It does. And Donald Trump's one of his favorite ministers that he used during when he was in office was a female. I don't know her name off the top of my head, but this was a woman that was really screwed up in the head. She was praying. She would go out and she would pray, and she would say, we're going to rebuke the evilness, and we're going to make Donald Trump the master. I mean, that's fucked up, people. This is the kind of shit that we deal with on a daily basis. This is the world we live in, and it is really messed up with some of these politicians. It really is. I don't know. To me, it's just really a screwy situation altogether. But like I said, I know Donald Trump's going to prison because it's going to happen. Anyway, there is an audio clip that talks about MAGA and the Republicans, and I really wanted to play this because it talks about how much of a hypocrite they are. And she comes out and she talks about this. You got to listen to this lady. She's smart. And what she says really kind of blows my mind on what she says here. Take a listen to this woman.
Critical thinking skills to understand the difference between social cancellation and government cancellation, you lack the self-awareness to understand that all you're doing is projecting. Every time you point your finger at a liberal for something, there are four more fingers pointing back at you. You people claim to be anti-censorship, anti-cancel culture, and yet you people are voting for politicians that are doing just that. And I'm done with saying that you're incompetent, because you understand exactly what the fuck is going on. You accuse liberals of needing safe spaces, but in places like Tennessee, laws have been passed making it illegal for someone to dress in drag because it makes you feel some sort of way. But something like this... is not only perfectly legal, but if I were to say something against it, you would accuse me of infringing on someone's First Amendment. You people have seriously made this country go fucking backwards because you didn't feel safe. And then you use your fucking kids as a vessel for your hate. We're protecting the kids. We're protecting the children. Meanwhile, the only thing you're protecting is your inability to coexist with people who aren't like you. I don't like this. Ban it. I don't like this. Pass a law. I don't understand this. I don't want to take the time to understand it. Make it illegal. One side is just trying to exist in this world. And on the other side, you just may be hiding the fact that you are exactly what you're accusing others of being. If I point the finger at someone else, no one's going to be looking at me. Your churches are filled with abuse. Your conservative politicians are on Grindr. You accuse immigrants of sucking off the system, and you're on welfare. Look over there, not over here. Trans women are taking away your womanhood, not us calling for your execution if you have a fucking abortion. You're dangerous because you're losing. You are losing this war, and you will lose this war in the end. So keep celebrating your little battles of legislation and bills, because that shit's just temporary. And the evil and the hate that you carry in your hearts will never prevail. History shows us that every fucking time. And when the day of defeat comes, and it will, if you don't like it, bye.
Okay, sorry about that. We were having some technical difficulties here. I don't know what the hell happened, but that was weird. Okay. Well, let me try to get this fixed. I'll be right back. We're going to take another real quick break, and I'll be right back.
Just take
geht's auch nicht schlecht.
So.
Glaubst du, es hat sich jemand umgedreht?
Ich hoffe es mal zumindest, ne?
Was glaubst du denn, wie viel sich umgedreht haben?
Bin mal gespannt.
Lief einigermaßen okay. Wie alt bist du denn?
13.
Wow. Aha. Und schon born to rock oder was?
Ja.
Ich würde ja gerne dir und uns eine Überraschung bescheren, bevor ich nach deinem Namen frage. Wäre das okay, wenn du das nochmal anspielst? Und dann der Vorhang fällt.
Ja.
Sehr gut.
Los geht's!
All right, there you go. A little weird old-time rock and roll, wasn't it? I was like, what the hell is that? But there you go, a little old-time rock and roll for you there. It's, kind of interesting, some of the stuff that pops up there. I don't, you know, I've never heard that version before until now. Sorry, everybody. Sometimes I find these versions and I'm thinking, what the hell is this? You know, it's funny, though. I was sitting here thinking to myself, I'm thinking there has been a lot of weird corruption with the televangelists. You know, there's this one guy by the name of Jesse Duplantis. Have you ever heard of this guy? This guy is a big, big scam artist. Now, he's not as big as, like, Kenneth Copeland and all them, but he's up there. He really is. And then you have another guy by the name of Benihana. No, Benny Hinn. I always want to call him Benihana. Benihana. This guy pays over $2 million for his luxury suit that he wears, where it has a monogram sewn on there of his church ministry icon. And he wears these suits for the purpose of, well, he says he tries to look nice for the people, but the suits almost resemble some kind of like godly man that he's not. I mean, they truly think that he is like some kind of man of God. And these people think that he's a man of God. But he's not a man of God. I just don't think anybody realizes that this dude is not any kind of man of God. And it's sad. It really is sad that people follow through with this shit and they believe that, you know, that these people are there to help them to make them better. And they're not there to make them better. They're there to scam off of them and to rip off of them and steal their money. That's what these televangelists do. When I go through the whole process of trying to think of how many of these TV ministers are out there doing this stuff, I have seen them do everything from trying to heal people, and some of the stuff they've been caught on. Like, for example, when they tried to do healing, sometimes they've been caught. This has actually happened. But they've actually had a situation where they would put people in wheelchairs and then have them get out of the wheelchairs and pray upon them and say they can walk now, that they can walk. Now, I'm not going to say that there are not true healings that take place, because truly, if you have a real true minister of God, if you have a true minister of God, a true minister of Jesus, then they are doing the healings through Jesus, through God. And that means that what they do is true healings, and the people are healed and so forth. That's what I don't understand. I just don't understand. I really don't get the whole facts of what happens with these people. But that's what televangelists do. They rip people off. They're there to steal people's money. You know, if they didn't have a way of trying to rip people off any other way, then we would say, okay. But they are out there trying to scam the people. And it truly makes me sick. It really does. When I think about this shit, I think about how much it makes me sick. Because people work hard for their money. As a matter of fact, some people will have money and they will tell you them personally to take money out of their bank account, out of their children's scholarship funds, and donate it, because the more money you donate, the better off that they're going to be, and they're going to be healed because they donated so much money. It's sickening. Trust me, it's so fucking sickening. It makes me want to puke over these people. They're not legitimate. They are never going to be legitimate. If you donate money to these idiots, all you're doing is helping them to buy more fancy cars, more fancy homes, more fancy everything. You're even probably supporting their Learjets, you know, their new private jets. You're probably getting a new jet for them. But what you're not doing is helping people that need to be truly helped. And honestly, look at for your local churches. Seriously, go to your local church, get in good with one of your local churches, and talk to them. And ask them, say, hey, you know what? I just would like to know if there's anything I can do to help. I would like to go to church here and get with them and go to church. That, you know, that would be the best thing to do, is to get with somebody that you can go to church with, a real true minister and a real true church. But don't follow these televangelists, because they're not there for your best interest. They are not there for any of your best interest. And the more that you keep thinking they are, and by the way, your grandmother out there, some elderly woman, male, that you know, is probably paying a lot of their pay to these type of people. And you ask yourself, you say, how do I stop them from doing it? Because obviously they're going to believe whatever they tell them, right? Because, well, they believe in them. It's hard to stop that. It really is. you know, when I think of these politicians and I think of the ministers out here that are corrupt, you know what it reminds me of is going to an Amway convention. Has anybody ever – now, people that are probably my age or older would say, yes, I remember Amway. Well, Amway was a product you sold door-to-door. And you would go to the Amway conventions. They have you come in, you sit down, and they play the loud music. They get you all excited and say, let's sell some of these products. You know, we have perfumes. We have oils. We have lotions, potions. You name it, we got it. And they would have everybody go out there and sell their shit. And they knew how to corrupt and manipulate, that's the key word, manipulate people into selling their products. That is exactly what these ministers do. That is exactly what these politicians do. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. I would like to know. How do you not think that they don't scam the people? And I'm not talking about just a Republican Party. I'm talking about Democrats, independents. They are all out there to think of the benefits of themselves, not the American people. You know, I said the other day in the show, I said this. I said, you know, it would be truly amazing if we got rid of all politicians. Why do we need them? Why can't the public, the American citizens, vote on bills to pass on anything, funding, military, you name it, they vote on it, right? Because American people should be able to vote. And if we truly are a democracy of a country, why can't we vote on the bills that we want to pass, or we should be passed? Why does it have to be some politician? Because when they want the bills passed, it's only going to be what benefits them or what company is going to pay them to get those bills passed. I mean, for example, think about the pharmaceutical industry. You can't tell me that a lot of those politicians, both Republican and Democrat, have their hands in big pharmaceutical companies. So do you think they really care about your needs and your interests? Probably not. What they do care about is what product or drug is going to be out on the market. And they know there's a great demand for that product to keep somebody alive. And so they raise the price on it. And people that can't afford it, well, they make them pay it. Insulin is a prime example. You know, I know that the Democrats wanted a $35 cap, and the Republicans shot it down. Now, I have to say, that's kind of bullshit, and it probably should have passed. Because I think that diabetics out there should be able to pay only $35 for their insulin. They should never have to choose whether to feed their family or to live. And the sickening part is they asked the Republicans who voted no on it or against it, why did you vote against this insulin bill that could have helped people at $35 cap? And do you know what they said? Because diabetics are fat. And if they just exercise, well, that would be the only thing they need to do that would help them. And that's why they said they would not vote for it. They would vote it down because diabetics are fat. Now, come on, man. Do you think that that's a good thing to say about diabetics, but they're fat? Because there are people that have type 1 diabetes that are non-fat. I'm not going to lie to you. They are very healthy looking, very thin. There are children who are you know, sick with diabetes that are young. And you're telling me that that child's life is not important enough to put insulin at $35. That a mother and father have to decide whether to give their child insulin or to feed their family. That's bullshit. That is politicians' corruption. That's what bothers me the most. And truly, without a doubt, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about here. It's really something that's really sickening that that's what they believe in, but that is politics. That is what they're all about. That's what they do. And that's what it is. It's a propaganda money-making scheme against the American people. So if you got rid of these politicians that were all about the money and the pharmaceutical profit, and you got rid of them and you just had American people vote on it, wouldn't that make more sense because they truly know what's best for them or best for us rather than some politician that wants just the money, just like televangelists? Well, yeah, that's exactly true. Exactly the true part of it. Now, folks, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this shit out. If we don't do something about this, America's going to fall. We are falling into a serious, serious situation with our country. And honestly, everybody thinks that one side of the party is going to be the best pick. You know, everybody goes, well, maybe Joe Biden be the best part of it. Well, Joe Biden, you know, a lot of people don't like him. They think he's got some problems, blah, 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 blah. Maybe it's Donald Trump. No. Everybody knows Donald Trump. They don't like him. They think he's an idiot, blah, 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 blah. Then who are you going to choose? Because what this all boils down to is who is the better bullshit artist? And whenever you find the better of the bullshit artists, that's who is going to sell you in the voting for them. Folks, that is what we're dealing with here, guys. That's what we're dealing with. I mean, you got to wake up really, folks, and smell the damn coffee on this. I mean, that's the truth. And anybody that tells you any different is an idiot. I tell you, it bothers me when I think about some of these politics, the whole thing. And then I started thinking, there's a lot of people out here are damn idiots, because they think these people truly believe in them and care for them. I don't get it, man. That's how stupid the Americans truly are. It's a screwed up system. It's a screwed up country. It's a screwed up world. America needs to build their asses up and survive. It's time that we get rid of the politicians. Take the money from their salaries, by the way. All the money that would come from their salaries would actually fix. Check this out. If you took all the politicians' finances, their salaries, and you got rid of it all, and you said even the ex-presidents don't even get paid, and then you said, well, you know, none of the senators or governors get paid. You know that it would truly eliminate a lot of bullshit, that those salaries that we cut could actually pay for infrastructure, education, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And we can go on and on with where the money could go. Did you know that it would almost be equivalent if we got rid of all their salaries? That would actually pay off our national debt. We could pay off our national debt by eliminating the salaries of all politicians in 2 seconds. And we probably would have enough money left over to put it to good use elsewhere. What's funny is that we actually, as citizens, we vote for measures and bonds in your local school districts, fire levies, different bills to be passed in your state, but they don't trust you enough to pass bills on a government basis, a federal. How fucked up is that? I say eliminate the bullshit and let's get this fixed. America is broken, folks. America is really in trouble. And honestly, it ain't just Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. It's George Bush. Barack Obama. You know, it goes all the way back to Ronald Reagan. I mean, this shit goes way back. Did you know our system was a lot better off, you know, within George Washington on than where we're at now? When the monetary system came in place and it became about banking systems and the banks running everything, by the way, the banks did run everything. The federal banks ran and still run everything that we do. They run you to pay taxes. They want you to pay taxes, right? Because that's what they want you to do. Was taxes ever ratified that it should be legal for them to, for you to have to pay the IRS? No, not really. It was secretively passed by bankers to make money off of American citizens. And then they take your money that you work for every year, and then they give you back a percentage of that, and they say, oh, my God, here's some money back. And to the American citizen, they're like, oh, my God, I made a lot of money. Look at this shit. Ooh, let me go get drunk now. The IRS paid me back some money. Woo-hoo. The problem is it was already your money. When you get these stimulus packages, these stimulus bills, when we got the stimulus bills back with COVID, that was done by Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Do you think that those stimulus packages were free money from the government? Well, no, it wasn't. It was actually money taken from what you paid into it in taxes. And I paid into it in taxes. And they gave it back to us. That was some miracle that they gave us some kind of money. But to American citizens, we thought that was the greatest thing in the world. It was the greatest thing in the world to get that money. Stupid, stupid, stupid. What is wrong with America? That is the question. It is a failure. We have let these politicians fail our country. And until we speak up and tell these politicians to back away or to lose their jobs and let the American people vote on it, then it's going to always be a corrupt system. You should have the right to vote on anything that they want to pass. But they think the American people are too dumb to figure that out. They think the American people are too dumb to realize what's best for you, whether it be education, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They think you're too dumb to figure it out, that you don't understand what it means to have this. You don't, you know, if you need a raise for vets, well, you're too dumb to figure that out. You need a politician to do it. And while we pay them to sit in their chairs and fall asleep and just say yay or nay on passing a bill, it's fucking dumb. And by the way, the bills that they pass, they attach several bills to one bill, hundreds of bills, by the way. And when they pass the one bill that's on top of the pile, when they pass the one bill, every bill that is underneath that other bill as well. So it doesn't matter what it is, they're going to pass it. And so when it is passed, then that means that they've passed every bill that's been on that desk. Again, like I said, it's a corrupt system. It's a corrupt measures of the system.
But when is Americans going to stand up and say, enough is enough? That's all I have to say. When are we going to say enough is enough? Now, you know what? I promised I would do this. I'm only going to read a couple of these emails. People ask questions about sex talk and blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because I was reading through some of these things, and it was weird because there was this guy that emailed us. His name is Jack. Jack, who says that he has trouble getting an erection. Now, check this out. He gets an erection, and then he loses it. And he says, is there any medications that work? I've tried Viagra. I've tried the M thing. I've tried it all. And the only thing I can say to you is if you're really having that much issues, you really need to get with your doctor and figure out why that's happening, because it could be several issues. I found out that it also could be a heart-related issue. So you want to get it checked out. That would be your best bet. Jack, I know you're having problems with that, but dude, you know, get it checked out. Seriously, get it checked out. There's one. So I'm going to read one more email. This is from Deborah. Deborah says, I wanted to know, have you ever had sex with somebody and you use a pineapple ring around a penis when you're giving a blowjob? Okay, well, that's a good question. So do you ever use a pineapple ring around the stuff? Well, that's really positive. I have heard people do this, and they think it is, you know, okay. Men do like that kind of stuff. You know, of course, they don't want something sticky all over their penis. You know, it would actually be a bad thing, especially when you have that issue. But, yeah, sticky stuff would be bad, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some guys like that kind of stuff. Some guys don't. I'm not too sure, man. I just don't think that's cool, man. No, I don't think I would do the pineapple rings. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do that. Deborah, maybe you might want to think about that before you do that. Try something else that's non-sticky. Another thing I've heard, people say they take like 5 Halls Menthol Lipsticks, and a girl put that in her mouth, and then she goes down on a guy. And, of course, could you imagine that would actually burn? And I think that it would actually burn so bad that your testicles would be on fire. It would be bad. Really, it is. Now, here's another one. This is my favorite. There's a guy here. His name is Jeff. He says he actually had sex with a woman, and he did not know she was on her period. When he was having sex with her, he says, I went to pull out, and all of a sudden, there was this red stuff all over me. Well, I thought it was red cherry gel or flavoring. And so I was wondering, what was this all over my penis? So I thought it was like a lubricant. So what I did is, now listen to this. This is where this gets interesting. So what I did, Jeff says, he goes, I put my finger down on it and I tasted it to see what it was. Jeff, dude, you don't ever do that. Don't ever do the scratch and sniff test. It's just nasty, man. Don't put anything in your mouth. And he said, he says, I put it in my mouth and it tasted really funky. Like a metallic taste. And I think that she had her period when I was having sex with her. Dude, why didn't you even taste it? That's nasty, dude. That's nasty. Jeff, you need to get yourself checked out, man. Well, Jeff, all I can say is you've earned your Red Wings. Congratulations, brother. Oh, my God. Oh, that's nasty. That is truly nasty. Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Actually, I was doing this show for a little, you know, I don't even know. I cannot believe that we have like 20 minutes left, but I'm actually going to end up early because I said what I needed to say. I didn't want to really go into a lot of sexual stuff tonight. We'll do that another night. And we'll read more of your emails, I promise you. If you ever want to email me at jerrywilliamstalkradio@gmail.com. jerrywilliamstalkradio@gmail.com. And I may read your email. You never know. You may come across this radio show. You never know what's going to happen, right? And remember, we're taking bids on when Donald Trump will go to prison. Do you believe that he'll go to jail this week or next week? So email me with your response on when you think Donald Trump will go to prison. And I will actually read your responses on the air. With that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. And we're going to leave you with a song here, and we'll close up the show. Remember to join me again. We're going to be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Paula Alexander will be joining me. So come join us tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, thank you all for tuning in. We love you guys. Take care. And remember, have a good night. And don't try anything stupid when you're having sex. I'm Jerry Williams.
Girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.